Many a times I meet people who tell me that, Sheikh, I have anger issues. I do not know what I'm doing when I get angry. And then they ask for the solution. Well, I have 6 solutions for you. Solution number 1, whenever you enter into a place, enter by making salam. Say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and read the dua of entering into that place. Because in that way, you will be under the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Solution number 2, whenever you are angry, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ask for the protection of Almighty Allah from the tool of shaitan, which is anger. Solution number 3, when you are angry, drink water or make wudu. It will calm down your anger. Solution number 4, leave the place where you are angry. If you have an argument with your wife or with your children, leave the house, go to the masjid. If the argument is between the women folk, let's say between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, then they should separate themselves and go into another room. Because when you are angry, you might end up saying things which will make the scenario worse. Solution number 5, whenever you are angry, have patience. Practice patience, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised rewards for a person who has to practice patience. And solution number 6, have it written on a paper and stick it on the wall. May it be in your house, may it be at your workplace. That the power that you have over the people that you are about to get angry on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater power on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater grip on you. It shouldn't happen that the crime is small and the punishment is bigger. For that, a person will be held accountable on the day of Qiyamah. So it should scare us before getting angry. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who has to control his anger, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hide his faults in front of everyone.